Here's the backbone of the Lavender Country album, especially the political backbone. The one about revolution, that one. People call it punk. I guess I was punk before punk was punk.
About 100 people are gathered around a stage in a small venue in St. Louis that used to be a garage. Off-Broadway tends to feature indie acts who are off the beaten path. Tonight, that is true as ever. Front and center is a short and charismatic 72-year-old in a cowboy hat, boots, and flamboyant, bedazzled, light purple button-down. Patrick Haggerty is the man behind Lavender Country. As he tells the crowd, Haggerty credits his father, a tenant dairy farmer from rural Washington State, for helping him own his sexuality.
My father didn't love me anyway because I was gay. He loved me special because I was gay.
Haggerty, a self-described sissy, says his dad stood up for him and allowed him to do things like play dress-up and sing show tunes. Haggerty went on to serve in the Peace Corps before being thrown out for his sexuality. That, mixed with the Stonewall riots, which took place in New York City in 1969 and fueled the LGBTQ liberation movement, radicalized Haggerty. Haggerty's husband, Julius Broughton, has been with him for almost 30 years and is touring with him now. He's running the merch table.
I was with Patrick quite a while, and I never knew about the album. He just never mentioned it. Maybe 15 years ago or so, a friend was talking about this album that Patrick had written, and I said, I never heard about this.
Broughton says it wasn't a huge shock, given his husband's love for music and life in social justice. Haggerty spent most of his career as a social worker, an activist for causes like equality and anti-racism. Still, Broughton says the attention the album has garnered has been a surprise.
Patrick, you know, said multiple times from the stage, he thought it was dead. And so it was just amazing. I can't say enough. I am gratified that it happened to him because he really deserved it. At the time he was writing these music, I was in the U.S. Navy. I wasn't even thinking about stuff like this. As a matter of fact, in the Navy, of course, I had to be in a closet. I couldn't, you know, be myself.
Lavender Country's self-titled and only album was originally released in 1973. It was funded by the Gay Community Social Services of Seattle. The songs deal with themes like sexism, same-sex relationships, and acceptance. Haggerty wrote and is the lead singer on most of them. Lyrics like these from a song called Come Out Singing sometimes seem silly, but always sincere.
Waking up to say hip hip hooray, I'm glad I'm gay. Can't repress my happiness ever since I tried your way. Gonna lay right here and greet the sun, 'cause gay time loving's just begun. So come on, let's tumble in the hay.
In 2014, a label re-released the record. Jack Relly, a St. Louis country musician, found out about it that way. He then sought out Haggerty and asked to play with him. Relly says he thinks Haggerty's music is an important facet of the genre's history.
Well, country music and any type of folk music is the music of the people, and it's simple music that anyone can understand, and it's people singing of their own experiences, mainly of love and heartache. And Patrick, as he said, you know, that's the only type of music he knew how to make, and he's a phenomenal songwriter as well as an activist. And bringing people in like the show tonight is super diverse, and a lot of people that I've had so many people say, I normally don't listen to country music or I don't like country music, but I love this.
Haggerty credits straight white men like Relly for helping put his music on the map in recent years. After all, it's two straight white men running a country music label called Paradise of Bachelors, based in North Carolina, that re-released the album and gave it new life. Brendan Greaves is one of them. He says the response to the music has been
remarkable. We knew from the beginning that this was a timely story, that things were shifting culturally in the country. But I was still pretty shocked by the reception that it's gotten, which has been overwhelming. He's been on Irish public radio and in The Guardian and played the Pitchfork stage at South by Southwest.
Haggerty was also asked to headline a music fest in North Carolina as a direct response to legislation there barring transgender people from using the bathroom representing their gender identity. Transgender journalist, artist, and poet Joss Barton says she has always loved country music. She's here tonight to share some of her writings in between the musical acts, which include a group of drummers active in the Black Lives Matter movement. Barton says she quickly became a Lavender Country fan after hearing the music for the first time last year. She calls the work revolutionary.
For me, it was a very healing piece of art to consume, coming from a very rural part of Southeast Missouri. I'm always kind of growing up with country music influences that I would relate to, but never really felt at home in. And then I'm hearing this country album, then I'm like, wow, this is a country album that is about my community. So yeah, I think it's a very important work.
It's clear many others agree. Patrick Haggerty is continuing to tour with his music and stories and seems to be picking up steam. He played Nashville's Pride Festival this year, and a documentary about him won an award at the South by Southwest Festival last year. Nearly 45 years since its original release, the album is over a decade older than many of its newer fans. Haggerty says it's been a blessing to see it reach a broader, younger audience.
The reason that I made Lavender Country in the first place was to use it as a vehicle for social change. It's patently obvious in the music that that's what it's for. And I'm a socialist and a community organizer. And Lavender Country is to move the movement forward, to create the community, to do the battle that we all know that we need to do.
The diversity present at this show alone is proof that the music has lived to see its purpose served. People are clearly moved throughout the evening's performance, some to the point of tears. To close the night, Haggerty brings Joss Barton to the stage for the title song. She's beaming as she dances and sings along to a tune she's come to know and love.
So y'all come out, my dears, too.
I'm Rachel Otwell.
Oh,